But we can connect with this guy. We'll connect with Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
And a good morning to you, Marshall. Good morning, everybody.
Now, before you get to the weather.
Yeah.
So this morning, we have a listener watching in Florida, okay?
Okay.
In the panhandle of Florida, and that is Becky Snyder. Good morning, Marshall, from stormy, tornado-popping Florida panhandle. But then, also across the country, my friend Richard Treger, who lives in Madison, Wisconsin, they're having a snowstorm right now. And I want you to explain once again for our listeners, the National Weather Service to the west of us has issued a marginal chance for severe thunderstorms this afternoon, and for us, a slight chance. So why don't you explain once again what the marginal and slight means when the National Weather Service mentions these?
Well, I mean, again, the first level is marginal, then slight, then moderate, then enhanced. And, of course, as you go up the ladder, the chances get better. So marginal is exactly that. We're right on the line between getting, quote, a thunderstorm, a run-of-the-mill thunderstorm, or possibly a gusty or severe thunderstorm.
Okay, so that's just to the west of us, and then we are in the slight category.
Right. So that's exactly what it means, slight chance. Okay. So, you know, you have a 30% chance for marginal, 50% chance for slight, 70% chance for moderate, and almost 100% chance for enhanced.
So I just wanted to explain that to people because that pops up on a lot of different weather apps that people have, and I just don't want them to get too worried about it. It's just it's a blip in the radar.
That's and it's got to be watched.
Yeah.
You know, because we're under that risk. And by the way, Milwaukee right now is raining in 37.
Well, Madison is not.
Oh, you said Madison.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought you said Milwaukee.
No.
Madison right now, it is snowing like they reported, and it's 32 degrees right on the freezing mark.
Here you go. See, we have listeners that keep us informed all over the country, Pat.
That's nice. Yeah, it's really nice. Okay, so our weather, cloudy with showers and a high today, 55 to 60. Showers and a thunderstorm tonight in the lower 50s. The showers will taper off tomorrow, partly sunny and windy in the afternoon, 55 to 60. Saturday, the better of the 2 days, sunny and breezy, 55 to 60. It'll cloud up on Sunday. Showers will develop. I'm pretty confident about that, based on our new computer guidance, in the middle 50s and then back to partly sunny on Monday.
And the temperatures on Monday?
50s. All right, generally 50s.
So it looks like maybe we're done with this really cold, cold weather?
With this particular batch, yes. Not to say that there's not more coming.
Boo. Boom.
You're not out of the woods yet, as they say.
That's right.
As they say.
As they say. Who are they?
So that's that. I was in the dentist chair for a little over an hour yesterday. I didn't think, I thought it was going to be a real easy thing. You know, they were going to take the temporary caps off and put the permanent. So I figured, it's going to be a cinch. Nah. Four injections. They couldn't get the caps off.
Oh, man.
Finally did. And, the perms were put in. They came outside after an hour. My mouth is completely numb. I look at my rearview mirror in my car, and I notice that the right side is shorter than the left side. So I go back in. And my dentist had left for lunch. So I told the receptionist, and she said, okay, I'll talk to her. And they called me yesterday. I have to go back in next Thursday.
So if people look at you, you're crooked.
They're not crooked, but, the right side is a little lower than the left side. And, I mean, you know, after paying all of this money, Marshall, why should that be?
When Pat says paying all this money, we're talking the cost of a brand new luxury car.
Got that right.
when you add it all together. You know, it's funny when you talk about getting injections so yeah. you don't feel anything. When my brother was in high school, he wasn't the type of guy. He never liked to get those injections. He would just have the dentist work on him. But one day he had some work really done on him, so they injected him with the
Novocaine.
Novocaine. So what does he do? You know, he can't feel anything on his face. So he goes out and he has one of his friends punch him in the face.
No.
Just to see if he would feel it. It's
and
true.
Of course he didn't.
He didn't, of course, until the next day.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my goodness, I wouldn't spit that. But, you know, I had said to her, I said, do I have to get needles? I'm thinking to myself, why? And she said, let me try one of the caps. And she tried it, and she goes, I'm going to have to numb you. That's why she goes, yeah, these could be hard to get off. And boy, were they hard to get off. I mean, I thought she, at one point, I thought she was going to, like, yank my whole jaw out of my mouth. But anyhow.
Going to a dentist is just not a fun thing. It never is. No, it never, never is. Never. At least when you go in for surgery, you're knocked out.
Well, you know, I think more and more dentistry is going along those lines. I mean, I know, I think there's dentistry now where rather than them giving you IV, you take a pill when you get there, and that knocks you out. Well, not knocks you out, but you know what I mean. It'll make you very, very drowsy so that you don't feel anything. And I think that, you know, more and more is the way to go, especially for people like me, who are absolutely just a nervous wreck when I go to the dentist. And I mean, she's a good dentist.
Now, when I had both my knees done, when I went back each time, it was a 3-day procedure. When I went back on the third day, they gave me a little pill, a tiny little pill, that they told me to take 1 hour before I got there. So, right. I had somebody driving me, and I took the pill 1 hour before I got there. And by the time I got there, I was
didn't even know where you were.
I was so spaced out.
Exactly.
Oh, gosh. Ain't medicine great. Ain't medicine great.
And that's it. And again, I shouldn't have, but I watched the 6:30 news last night, and my heart goes out to those poor people and children in Ukraine. Yeah. I mean, when I saw that little boy in the bed calling for his daddy last night, and things up his nose and everything like that, and my heart just broke. I just can't believe that in 2022, things like this are able to happen. That's all.
Well, it's not a question of allowed. It's somebody just decided to do it. You know, once they decide to do it, it's kind of hard to stop it.
Yeah, so.
So now a little update on my my transfer from to Starlink from internet service and cable service provided by Comcast.
Okay.
So yesterday I still have the basic Comcast service. Okay. So yeah. I'm watching one of the HD channels on Comcast, and it's pixelating a lot.
Okay, got you. Yeah.
So I said to myself, and I thought for a second, I forgot. I said, gosh, the satellite must be screwing up a little bit. So I went to my satellite and looked at the receiver, my login on the app. No. So then I go and I watch the same thing off my
Starlink.
Nothing.
No problem.
No problem at all. The pixelation was actually coming from Comcast,
mm-hmm.
which is direct wired into my house.
Yeah.
So mark one up for Starlink.
Yeah, isn't that interesting?
It's it's working like a dream. It really is. It's working like a dream. Can't believe how well it's working.
Well, that's great. Did you notice a slowdown in the internet?
No, and here's the funny thing: the service I had at home, which was expensive, was a 300 meg download. Okay, and my download with Starlink is only 170 to 180, but because their satellites are lower in the sky, the return time, what they call the latency time,
right,
is like, it's just 1/10 of the time from Comcast. So basically, it's almost like it's exactly the same.
Isn't that something?
Yeah. And I can run everything off it. I run everything off off of HomeLink. I run all my lights. I run all my video now. I run all, you name it, I run it off it. And it just keeps going strong. So that's my update on Starlink.
Okie dokie.
It's going pretty good. Going pretty good.
That's good. Glad to hear that, Marshall.
So, well, you can't. Don't watch the news tonight. Watch a movie.
If I could keep my eyes open.
Yeah, that's it. The other night I fell asleep. It's my dog went out. The dog walker came, and next thing I know, I opened my eyes. It's like 7:30. It's dark. The dog walker had come back, and I had fallen asleep in the chair.
Yeah, I mean, when you get up at, you know, 2:45 every morning.
Yeah, 3 o'clock, that's
it's
right.
It's really, really hard. Although, when I came home from the dentist yesterday, I did a little work in the weather center, and then I just had to go and sit in the living room, and I passed out, you know, kind of anxiety, right. That kind of thing.
All right, well, once again, recap that forecast for us, Pat.
Yeah, showers today, showers and a thunderstorm tonight. They'll taper off tomorrow. You have a nice sunny Saturday, but the showers return on Sunday.
All right, Pat. We'll check in with you tomorrow to take a look at the weekend and beyond.
All right. Sounds good, Marshall.
Take care, Pat.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robinhood Radio.